And would you believe it? It is already Monday, the 24th of February. It's just gone 6 o'clock, exactly time to rise and shine. Good morning to you. What a privilege to be in your company. Molweni, Lochani, Sawubona, Tubela, Dumelang, Macheloni, Avudi, wherever you are. Goeiemôre, is 'n voorreg om die nuwe dag saam met jou te kan ingaan. You tune to Radio Pulpit 657 AM, the frequency on which we broadcast from the north to the south, the east to the west. Greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No other name being given unto mankind by which God wants the human race to be saved. Jesus is, I am, the truth, the way, the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through Christ Jesus, the door, the entrance, the life. We are so privileged to proclaim on this radio station that Jesus is God. And I'm thinking of these words as I'm speaking it to you because He is the light of the world and there's so much darkness around us. Everybody is talking about stage 6 that hit us this weekend again. Load shedding, of course, we're familiar. A country in darkness, but not in physical darkness alone, also spiritual darkness. And yet God calls us to be light, to be salt and light to a dying world. Have you ever been to a restaurant, perhaps a fancy restaurant, with a romantic ambiance? And you walk in there and you find the lights are turned low. You've just come from outside. Don't you find that it's possible to stumble in the darkness? Fumbling for chairs, trying to find your seat. Oh, this is where we're sitting. And then the dim figure of that waiter that appears and it brings you the menu. And you squint your eyes to try and read the menu. Get the picture? Are you in the restaurant with me? Listen, isn't it true? The longer that you sit there, the more clearly you can see. We become accustomed to darkness. The longer we sit there in that darkness, isn't it that amazing? After a while you can read the menu. Because our eyes grow accustomed to the darkness. Looking at the world around me and what's happening in the world, not just in South Africa, but worldwide, would you agree the church is getting accustomed to darkness? Subtle brainwashing that's taking place, that's gradually, let's use the word, desensitizing believers to the darkness of sin. Because it's everywhere. It's all around us. A world saturated in sin. A generation that's stumbling in darkness. We in South Africa are familiar with that. But there's also generations all over the earth claiming no absolute truth, stumbling in darkness. And yet, you and I have no excuse. Because in South Africa, one of the most evangelized countries in the world, I have yet to meet a man in this country who have not heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, his name is used as a cuss word, a swear word, a OMG word. But we are called to be light, to turn on the light. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And we have no excuse with God's light. We know there is truth. with God's light we see. This so-called broad-minded tolerance, that it's really a peaceful coexistence with evil, a compromise, a crucifixion of the conscience. There's a saying, for evil to prosper, good man has to do nothing. And sometimes we don't want to be upset the apple cart, you know, stir up the establishment. And there's a broad-minded tolerance. You just have to look at social media to see this. A peaceful coexistence with evil, not very far from this radio station where I'm sharing the gospel with you right now. I'm even struggling to say it. Our sex shops. And we've grown accustomed to this. We say nothing. We do nothing. Just don't want to upset anybody. Do you agree with me? It's a compromise. A crucifixion of the conscience. Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, the light of this world. And I think the first fundamental goal of a Christian, you and I, is to be like Christ. That's why you switched on the radio. Let's find out what Radio Pulpit's got to say this morning. Well, we're saying our fundamental goal is to be like the Lord Jesus Christ, a light in a dark world. You and I know it. There is no peaceful coexistence between light and darkness. The Bible asks, what communion has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. What communion has light with darkness? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you and I struggle with this, flesh against spirit, on a daily basis. Listen, a step away from light is a step away towards darkness. If you were to walk in a room or sit in a room and they switch off the lights and somebody shout, there's a bomb, but it's absolutely pitch dark, how will you know where the door is to escape with your life? A step away from light is a step towards darkness. A step away from Jesus is a step towards Satan. The Bible says, for you were once a darkness, but now you are light. Yes, you. You are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 8 to 10. And here we are, Monday morning, 24th of February, 9 minutes after 6. Before we start this day, and the Word of God says, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Walk as children of light. We proclaim it unashamedly on this radio station. Jesus is God. He came as light. The Bible says, and man did not understand him. When he was born, Herod, you know the story, tried to snuff out his light. When he spoke the light of the gospel, it terrified the religious leaders, the religious world of his day. Do you know when he prayed, even Satan himself, the devil and the demons trembled in the glow of his presence? When he rose from the grave, the Roman guards that fell to the ground, completely overtaken by his radiance. Remember Moses' face when he went on Mount Sinai? In the presence of God, we become radiant. We're supposed to be the light in this dark world. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8 and verse 12. Highlight these scriptures. Go and read them. Think on them. Ponder them. Memorize them if you can. We are to be light of Christ in this world. And listen, if South Africa is to see the light, it must come from us. We understand the problems that darkness brings, physical darkness. But we miss to see the spiritual darkness sometimes. I was reading something last night on social media. People taking each other on in the name of God. Using the public platform, social media, to fight their fights and their battles. And the world look at us and see, there goes the Christians again. My brother, my sister, I want to say this to you. If our family is to see the light, it should be because we are willing to live for Christ. And we fail that dismally sometimes. It is in the parable of the talents that Jesus said, talents were assigned by the will of the master to his servants. You can go and read it, Matthew 25, 14 to 30. One received five, the other two, another just one, each man according to his ability. But then there's something profound happening. The one talented dude, the one talented man, buried his talent. Ashamed of hiding his talent, the man tried to make excuses. Do you know that God does not like excuses? And the man lost his talent. I want to say this to you. God has made an investment in human beings, in the human race. In you, yes, in you. He calibrated our luminance and he made some of us candles, soft, glowing candles. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ. But others he made lasers. Laser beams that can cut off the gates of hell. The hinges of those very gates. Are you a light of the Lord Jesus Christ in a dying world? There's somebody watching. There's somebody listening. How you drive. How you speak. How you behave. How you live your life. Who are you when you close the door and nobody is watching? Are you still a light, softly glowing unto the gloriousness of God? Are you still that laser beam, steadfast in your morals, in your ethics? We are the light of God. In our cities, on our streets, in our houses, in our jobs. I want to ask you this morning, to hold high the torch of the gospel until every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, the Christ, is Lord. I don't care who you are. The Bible says every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess. From the north to the south, the east to the west. I don't care about your culture. Who you are, which country you're from. God says there is a day coming. Choose light. Choose life. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And sometimes we need to speak up. Sometimes we need to dig in our heels and say, thus far, no further. Because I'm a child of the Most High God. Verse 4 of Psalm 27 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place, in his tabernacle, he shall hide. Can you hear the promises of the living God? He shall set me high upon a rock. Can you say yes and amen to the promises of God? When He calls you on this Monday morning, yesterday gone, you can't change it. The mistakes you've made, you can't change it. But here we are, right here now, 16 minutes after 6, 24th of February, Monday morning, you are called to go and be a light on this Monday morning. A light at your place of work. If you're unemployed, a light to the companies where you go and inquire about work. Daar waar jy jou CV gaan ingee, die deur aan wie jy gaan klop, as you trust God in this day, doesn't make mistakes. The Lord doesn't make mistakes. Hebrews 13:6, I can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can a man do to me? God instructs you to go and be a light unto a dying world. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalms 118 and verse 6. Hebrews 13 and verse 6. Two scriptures. New Testament, Old Testament, same promise. Are you willing to be a light? I remember days gone by, way back when, before the Lord saved me, that I struggled with darkness. And I didn't even know that I was struggling. Sin abound. And then on the 23rd of July 1989, the Lord changed my life irrevocably. And here I am sitting behind a microphone, preaching, proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming the light to the world, so that we can see where we walk. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Psalms 119 and 105. Hier reg voor by jou voete, for the next step. Die volgende paar tree wat jy moet gee. You want to know what you need to do this day? Study God's word. Read the word. So many people say, the Lord God, this unseen, omniscient God, where is He? Why doesn't He show Himself? Well, you've got a Bible, you've got God's word. And we as Christians can testify about God's presence in all circumstances. If you've been seeking the Lord, the Bible says He's not far. He's not a far away God. In fact, He's a very close and nearby God. So I want to pray with you in the early hours of this morning, so that you can stand and say, here I am, Lord. Light my candle. Light, Lord, switch on my laser beam so that I can go into this dying world and be a light unto you. Did you know the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It's a confession with the mouth. It's a believing with the heart. The Bible says, verse 10, for with the heart one believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. The scripture says, whoever, you and I, believes on Him will not be put to shame. Somebody is watching. Somebody is listening. How are you living your Christianity? Is it your mother-in-law? Is it your next-door neighbor? Somebody is watching. Somebody is listening. The Bible says there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is over all and is rich to all who come and call upon Him. The Bible says in verse 13, by the way, if you're asking me where I'm reading from now, I'm in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 13, Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says in verse 14, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without the preacher? It is not coincidence that you've switched on your radio this morning. There is a preacher, there's a radio, there's a word coming over the airwaves, calling you to light away from the darkness. A radiance, a brilliance in the presence of the Almighty God. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. The Bible says in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who shall believe your report? Here it is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are you willing to listen this morning? In a country seeped in load shedding, in darkness, but even more so, spiritual darkness, are you willing to listen this morning? Are you willing to report for duty and say, here I am, Lord. Send me, Lord Jesus, show me this day. Who am I to witness to? Who am I to pray for? And here's a bit of advice. Ask the Lord whom he will send you to. Ask the Lord to prepare the way. Sometimes we are like bulls in a china shop. A bull in a glaswinkel. In particular, met die beste bedoelings op aarde, maak ons meer skade as enig iets anderste. Vra vir die Here. Met wie moet jy die evangelie gaan deel vandag? The gospel. How can I be light and salt to a dying world this day? Let me just take the music away in the background so not to manipulate the atmosphere. And shall we go to the Lord in prayer? Father God, you see the spirit of men and women bowed before your throne of grace, Lord. As we worship you, as we lift you on high, you are the most worthy, you are the one and only true God, the only God that must be worshipped, the God of Israel, the God of our Bible, the God of Radio Pulpit, the God of South Africa, the light of the world. Lord, light our candles. Switch on our laser beams, Lord, and send us forth, Lord. Be the still and quiet voice in our spirit man and say, here's the man I'm sending you to. Here's the woman I'm sending you to. Here's the child I'm sending you to. Here's the gogo. Here's the oma. Here's the opa I'm sending you to share the gospel. Let it be in your actions. Let it be in your words. Let us become doers of the word. And live the light of the Lord Jesus Christ to a dying world. Are you willing to do that? Then say with me, Amen and Amen.